I have a confession to make. Last night, I was a slut. A dirty teen fucktoy for a married couple. And I absolutely loved it. I was babysitting for the Allens. Mr. and Mrs. Allen. Honestly, I had sort of a little crush on the both of them for a while now. The night started out normally. I was wearing a flimsy little white spaghetti strap top with no bra and a short little gray skirt. I could feel Mr. Allen staring at my ass as Mrs. Allen gave me instructions for the kids. She told me that she would text me when they were on their way home. The night went pretty normally. The kids went to bed easily, and I had a few hours to myself. I ended up watching TV in the living room. Nothing was really on, and so I started browsing through the channels when my mind began to wander. Then I found the adults only section. That got me even hornier. Up came a title called Teacher's Pet. The description said something like, stunning schoolgirls entertain the school faculty, something like that. I couldn't help it. I wasn't really thinking either. I was just too damn horny. I pressed enter and I rented it. On screen was a blonde wearing the classic schoolgirl uniform, her hair in pigtails, her legs open while her teacher kissed her, rubbing her pussy through her white cotton panties. I was so turned on. Before I knew it, my panties were around my knees. My fingers were rubbing my pussy. While the girl on screen was bent over her teacher's desk, moaning loudly, while she took every inch of her teacher's massive cock. Well, it was about then when I heard Mrs. Allen say, what the fuck are you doing on my couch? I didn't know whether to turn the TV off or pull my panties up. I just froze, failing to do either. I felt so damn embarrassed. I couldn't talk. I realized then that I hadn't missed Mrs. Allen's text. My phone was blinking with their missed message. I just looked down. That's all I could do. I just looked down, and Mrs. Allen berated me, saying how disappointed she was in me. Then she said that I wouldn't be getting paid. I pleaded with her. I really needed the money. I was counting on it. Well, you should have thought about that before you rented porn, she shot back. I looked up pleadingly at Mr. Allen. His eyes were full of lust, and there was an obvious bulge in his pants. He was looking, oh God, right at my teen pussy. So I took a deep breath, and I decided to take a chance. Honestly, I was already pretty fucked, so I didn't feel like I had much to lose. Oh, God. I opened my legs a little more and smiled at Mr. Allen. Then I looked at Mrs. Allen and said, maybe I can do something for your husband and we can forget this ever happened. Mrs. Allen took a pause and then walked over to me. Yes. Maybe we can negotiate something, slut, she said as she lifted up her yellow dress revealing a pair of expensive black panties. But you're going to have to do something for the both of us. I looked up at her, my mouth hanging wide open. She hissed at me, "Don't just stare at it, bitch. Eat my married pussy." Before I knew it, she had pushed my mouth onto her slit, grinding her hips on my face. She was moaning before I even pushed her panties to the side, revealing a glistening wet cunt. She let out a long yes when my tongue first made contact with her very hungry pussy. After licking her for a few minutes, I felt a warm tapping on my cheek. I pulled myself away from Mrs. Allen to find Mr. Allen's fat cock inches from my face. He just said, "Switch." I took him into my teen mouth. Mrs. Allen hummed at me while she watched me suck her husband. "You like sucking married cock, don't you, slut? I bet it makes your teen pussy so fucking wet, knowing that his wife is watching while you take her hubby deeper and deeper into your cute little mouth." I just nodded as she grabbed a handful of my hair. She began to guide me, helping me take more and more of him. Each time I bobbed my head up and down on Mr. Allen's shaft, suddenly she pulled me off of him. His fat cock fell out of my mouth as she forced me back between her thighs. "Make me come, bitch. Make me come, and I'll let Mr. Allen fuck that wet little pussy of yours. That's what you want, isn't it, slut?" Mr. Allen's big married cock inside your teen cunt. I just moaned. I moaned into her pussy, afraid to disappoint her. She began to get really excited, telling me in between loud moans how close she was, encouraging me to keep licking and, oh gosh, licking her clit and ordering me to slide my fingers into her sloppy pussy, while Mrs. Allen rode my face. I could feel Mr. Allen's hands on my ass, flipping up my skirt, kneading my ass cheeks. Mrs. Allen then grabbed the back of my head and pushed my face deeper into her as she began to come all over my face. Mr. Allen calmly said, "Lick up every single drop. Then I want you to pull your panties down to your knees, spread open your teen cunt, and ask me for my cock." I did what I was told. I was shaking when I pushed my soaked panties down to my knees, just like he told me, and then reached between my legs and spread my pink pussy for Mr. Allen. Oh, I looked back and smiled and said, "Please, Mr. Allen, please fuck me with that big married cock of yours." Mr. Allen was silent as he rubbed his cock up and down my wet teen slit, his head teasing my throbbing clit. I moaned as he finally pushed himself slowly inside me, stretching out my tiny pussy with his huge married cock. Oh, I closed my eyes and arched my back. Oh, God. And tried to get my ass higher, desperate to accept as much of him as I could. It was about then when I could hear the unmistakable sound of a very wet pussy being played with. I opened my eyes, and Mrs. Allen was on the chair, watching me fuck her husband, her fingers working her clit tight, quick circles. Mrs. Allen started to talk as she played with herself. How does Mr. Allen's married cock feel, slut? You like being used like a little whore, don't you, bitch? I love watching my husband's cock slide in and out of that tight little pink cunt of yours. It turns me on so fucking much. The sound of Mr. Allen's body slamming against my ass got louder and louder, quicker and quicker. He was now balls deep inside me. He began to grunt, getting closer. Mrs. Allen's voice got softer. Beg him to flood your cunt with a thick white load of married cum, slut. I could barely talk. Please, please, Mr. Allen, drain your balls inside my cum-hungry teen pussy. I want it. I want all of it. Mr. Allen's hard strokes began to slow as he pushed even deeper and deeper inside me. He whispered in my ear, "You want my cum? Here you go. Come, slut." I could feel ropes of cum spill out of his big cock. Oh, quickly he pulled himself out, finishing by pumping the final spasms out all over my now open and used cunt. I felt like such a whore. My skirt pulled up to my waist, my panties around my knees, cum dripping from my cunt, Mrs. Allen's fuck juices still on my face. Mrs. Allen walked over to me. "Slut, we will need you to babysit for us next Saturday." I looked up. Oh, God, and I smiled and said, "Yes, ma'am, I would love to."